But it's a very important day in American history, and I always like to read this little part about it so everybody remembers it. And I know there's labor issues all over the place, and it's important for everyone to acknowledge what Labor Day really means. So bear with me here, and I'll give you a little background on it. In the late 1800s, the state of labor was grim in the U.S. as workers toiled under bleak conditions, 12 or more work-hour days, sounds like us, Raf, hazardous work environments, meager pay. Children, some as young as five, were often fixtures at plants and factories. The dismal livelihoods fueled the formation of the country's first labor unions, which began to organize strikes and protests and push for employers to have better hours and pay. Many of the rallies turned violent. This is back in the 1890s, right? September 5th, 1882, a Tuesday, 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march in a parade from City Hall to Union Square in New York City. This was a tribute to the American workers. Organized by New York's Central Labor Union, it was the country's first unofficial Labor Day parade. Labor Day has a real history in this country. 3 years later, some city ordinance marked the first government recognition, and legislation soon followed in a number of states that Labor Day would be acknowledged and would be part of American history. Now, more things happened, and this is what happened. May 11th, 1894, and I'm going to relate this to baseball in just a second, a strike that shook an Illinois town founded by George Pullman. Now, think of Pullman trains and, you know, in the train industry. He was an engineer and an industrialist who created the railroad sleeping car, the Pullman car. Now, this community that was located on the south side of Chicago was designed as a company town, in which most of the factory workers who built the Pullman cars lived. Well, wage cuts hit. 4,000 workers staged a strike that pitted the American Railway Union against George Pullman and the Pullman Company and the federal government. The strike and boycott against these trains triggered a nationwide transportation nightmare. Now, in those days, that was it. Trains. You didn't have cars. You didn't have planes. A big nightmare came and for the freight and passenger traffic. So at its peak, the strike involved about 250,000 workers in more than 25 states. Now, this is 1894. Riots broke out in many cities, and President Grover Cleveland called in the army, and the troops had to break up the strikers. More than a dozen people were killed in the unrest. So after this turbulence, Congress, at the urging of Cleveland, in an overture to the labor movement, passed an act on June 28, 1894, making the first Monday in September, which it is today, Labor Day, and it's now in a legal holiday. Coming decades, the day took root in American culture as the unofficial end of summer. I couldn't stand Labor Day because it meant school was starting the next day and we're getting to the end of the baseball season. It's marked by parades, picnics, and family friend time. So that's what Labor Day was all about. Now, I always say if you look on the baseball field, it represents what's happening in America. And this happened in 1890 as well. The players formed what was known as the Brotherhood League, the Players League. And this was led by John Montgomery Ward, a Hall of Famer, 1890. And they formed their own league because they couldn't get along with management. So the players formed their own league. It lasted only 1 year. It was underfinanced. And it disappeared after 1 year. But in 1890, the Major League players from the National League said, "We've had it with you. We're going to form our own league." It lasted 1 year. Boston won it. And then it fell apart because they didn't have enough money, and it went back to being the National League. In 1968, a committee, now General William Eckert, didn't do much as baseball commissioner. We call him the unknown soldier. I don't know how he became the commissioner of baseball. But one thing he did do in 1968, he formed a committee that investigated the Brotherhood League and the Players League, and they declared it a major league. So when you look at the statistics in the turn of the century, you do have statistics from the Players League or the Brotherhood League as a major league. So America goes through this. It shows up on a baseball field, and there's always that connection throughout the history of America and baseball. All right, that's my speech for today. Raf, how'd you like that?
Good.
All right, very good. You know, we try to do it each Labor Day because it tends to get lost. We think of bike races. I just saw a bike race outside the studio here going around the Embarcadero. And we've got people doing bike rides up in Napa and picnics and all that kind of stuff. But it really does have a very significant meaning to America and to the labor movement and things like that. So I'm glad to be able to talk about it and get back to baseball. All right.